Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Biwa Kwan. US President Donald Trump says Israel and Hamas have agreed on the first phase of a peace framework that will allow for the release of all hostages held by Hamas. In a post on social media, he said the release of hostages is imminent, adding that all parties will be treated fairly. The exchange of the remaining hostages held by Hamas for Palestinian prisoners could happen within 72 hours of the deal's implementation. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says a cabinet vote will be held within 24 hours to approve the peace deal. The New South Wales Court of Appeal has blocked a planned march to the Sydney Opera House, citing public safety risk with the potential for large crowd numbers. Under the court's ruling, protesters risk potential criminal sanctions if they press ahead with a protest route that includes the Opera House. The Palestine Action Group says it's planning to appeal the court decision. The group's Josh Lee says the plan for now is to take a different march route this weekend.
We're going to fill George Street with people demanding an end to this genocide, an end to the trade of military hardware and equipment to a country which has killed hundreds of thousands of people in the last 2 years, tens of thousands of children. And we'll also be calling on that day for Chris Minns to light up the Opera House in the colours of the Palestinian flag.
Israel has repeatedly denied allegations of genocide, even after an independent United Nations inquiry in September concluded that Israel has committed genocide against Palestinians in Gaza. Singaporean Prime Minister Lawrence Wong says an upgraded partnership between Australia and Singapore will see more collaboration between the two countries in the areas of cyberspace and artificial intelligence. Mr. Wong joined Australia's Prime Minister Anthony Albanese in Canberra to finalise the details about the enhanced partnership between the two countries in defence, technology and the green economy. Mr. Wong says Australia and Singapore share a common strategic perspective that is built on trust.
Singapore will continue to support Australia's efforts to deepen its engagement with Southeast Asia. And we will cooperate under a new third country training program to deliver capacity building programs for Southeast Asian countries, including what will soon be ASEAN's newest member, Timor-Leste. All in all, we have a full and ambitious agenda ahead of us.
New research by Australian scientists has found females carry a greater genetic risk of major depression than males. The research analysed the DNA of about 130,000 female and almost 65,000 male participants diagnosed with major depression in Australia, Europe, the United Kingdom and the United States. It found females have almost twice as many genetic markers as males for major depression. Dr. Jody Thomas from QIMR Berghofer says the findings can help medical professionals explore more effective treatments and diagnosis around depression.
Traditionally, health research or medical research has really focused more on males, and that's left a significant gap in our understanding of female health. And so this research we think is really important because we've focused on sex, we've treated females and males separately in our analyses. And that's really helpful because it increases our knowledge around female depression, but it also increases our knowledge around male depression.
The first supermoon of this year has appeared in the skies. The phenomenon happens when a full moon is closest to Earth in its orbit. US space agency NASA says that makes the moon look up to 14% bigger and 30% brighter than the faintest moon of the year. Astronomer Adam Batten at Swinburne University of Technology told SBS there are up to 3 supermoons every year.
They all come in little clumps because the Earth's not moving that far in its orbit over a month or two.
In sports, Cristiano Ronaldo has become football's first billionaire player. According to the Bloomberg Billionaires Index, the athlete has a net worth of US$1.4 billion. The valuation includes career earnings, investments, and endorsements. Thanks for listening. That's SBS News in Easy English.